This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Thursday. All right. So we're going to knock out a couple serious things. I'm going to try to get to some emails, but there are a couple serious things we do have to knock out before we move on, shall we? First, I've been mentioning all the communists that are in place throughout our system and how much work we're going to have to do and how long it's going to take to get rid of them. That's true. But this also applies to a lot of Republicans. We've talked about the Senate before. That's a place where these people seem to just get there, and it takes forever to get them out. It takes a long time to primary out a senator. It's very difficult to do. I'm going to play this for you. This is Mike DeWine. He's the Republican governor of Ohio. You know, he shut down his state during COVID, just like he's a Democrat, because he practically is. There he was talking about Haitians.
We start losing people as when we're looking at people who are working hard every day. The Haitians in Springfield are one example of that. You know, I just know that these are contributing people to our community. We need them. Our economy needs them.
If you are a Republican and you think it's okay to ship in 2,000 people from Haiti into a town of 2,000 people, you are low-life scum, and you should never, ever, ever see political office. And then, of course, he has to throw in the part at the end about the economy.
We start losing people as when we're looking at people who are working hard every day. The Haitians in Springfield are one example of that. You know, I just know that these are contributing people to our community. We need them. Our economy needs them.
Our economy needs them. I expect political leaders to care about the economy, obviously, because I want your life to be affordable and better. I want your standard of living to go up as you continue to live. Of course, the economy does matter. There's no question about it. But you're not an economic unit. You're a human being. You're a human being with values, hopes and dreams, family. You're a human being, not an economic unit. And it would be nice if so many of these goobers in the Republican Party would acknowledge that. We already know how the soulless communists think about everything. We got that. But every time we start to scream about things like too many foreigners in the country, there will be a Republican who brings up wages, the economics of the whole thing. Studies show they bring in more tax money than... You have to hear this crap all the time. Just a heads up for every GOPer out there. We are not economic units. We are individual humans, all of us, created by God. We are more than just whatever we mean to the bottom line of your state or your city. We are so much more than that. We're not tax cattle, Mike DeWine. The people of Springfield, Ohio, don't want to be replaced by people from Haiti. And they shouldn't have to be. And the Republican governor of the state should be bold enough to say that. All right. Speaking of which, Boy, all this enrichment from these foreigners.
Four Americans were tragically killed and lost their lives this week yet again from an illegal alien, an individual who was paroled into the country by the Biden administration using the CBP One app, which they created like it was a magic pass for Disneyland. That's not how immigration in this country should work. And this illegal alien from Kyrgyzstan was traveling on an Indiana highway, and he failed to brake for a slowed semi-truck in front of him. He swerved into the lane and he crashed into a van carrying 15 passengers, and four people were killed in that crash. This is another tragedy that could have been prevented if not for the wide open borders from the previous administration.
The Biden administration created an app with your money to facilitate the invasion of your country, and now four people in Indiana are gone because of some scumbag from Kyrgyzstan, who should never be in your country at all. Some barbarian who doesn't know anything about the road, should never have been here, took the lives of four Americans. And still, we're stuck with Republicans like Maria Salazar of Florida.
But don't touch the nannies or the gardeners or the ones who are picking up the jalapeno peppers or the oranges or the berries or the ones in the dairy houses. Come on. Those people are helping us eat better. Yeah, cheaper homes, cheaper vegetables, and better fruits. So those are the ones that we are trying to give a dignified status.
You can leave dignified. All of you. Ship out the murderers and rapists first. Then get the nannies. The people who are picking the jalapeno peppers. Get them all out too. And when you're done with that, get Maria Salazar out too. All of them. It's going to take time. I realize that. Now, on to some good news. The Washington Post laid off 30% of the staff.
About one in three staffers of the Washington Post are impacted, I'm told. That means laid off today. One in three staffers laid off, including many in the Washington Post newsroom. The owner, Jeff Bezos, is pressing his management team to make the Post profitable, but it is the choices Bezos has made in the last couple of years, turning the opinion section in a Trump-friendlier direction, that turned off hundreds of thousands of subscribers and led to many subscriber cancellations.
Yes, Brian Stelter knows how to make money better than Jeff Bezos, one of the richest men in the world. Man, that is such a shame that the Washington Post laid off a third of its employees. I'm even told some of the race communists got let go. The climate communists got let go. The newspaper that called the leader of ISIS, and I quote, an austere religious scholar after we killed him. They lost a third of their employees, guys. Man, that's too bad. On to SNAP benefits they go. Grandma Vodka's upset about it.
And when the newsrooms are weakened, our
Sounds like she had a couple drinks to ease the pain.
And when the newsrooms are weakened, our republic is weakened with it. Because democracy dies in darkness.
It dies in darkness.
Are we all ready to say that together? Democracy dies in darkness. Democracy dies in darkness.
Because of that, I felt the need to say this to you. Don't drink when you're sad, all right? What, Chris? I'm trying to help people out. Listen, I've done it many, many times in my life. More times than I ever care to admit. When you try to cover up sadness with alcohol, as Nancy Pelosi clearly was doing this morning, when you try to cover up sadness with alcohol, it only makes everything worse. And I wish Grandma Vodka had access to people who knew that. That's all. Trying to be nice, Chris. Sorry for trying to be nice. Hey, Jesse, who would win between... You know, ask Dr. Jesse Friday's Not Till Tomorrow. You can't already send these in. I mean, I guess you can, but... Jesse at jessekellyshow.com if you want to send in your question. Even ones like this. Who would win between a grizzly or a 1,200-pound bull with horns? You know something I've learned over the years? Weight matters. I'm not just talking about dating a feminist. Weight matters. Do you know why in boxing, in cage fighting, why they have weight divisions. Do you know why? I'll give you a clue. It's never, ever, 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 ever to protect the heavier fighter. Do you know you could take the baddest dude around? He's 200 pounds. Bad, so he's a big dude. 200 pounds, baddest dude around. And you put him up against the baddest dude around who's 260? The 200-pound guy, generally, is going to get destroyed. Destroyed. A 1,200-pound bull. Grizzlies are all muscle and bone and all those things. And a grizzly would get mud stomped into the ground by a 1,200-pound bull because grizzlies are only about 500 pounds. Now, if we're talking about Kodiaks, if we're up in Alaska and we're talking about Kodiaks where the weight gets a little bit more even, yeah. If we're talking like a Montana grizzly, 500 pounds, 450 pounds versus a 1,200-pound bull, that grizzly's going to move on to easier prey. All right, we'll talk about making the smart kids go to crappy schools and Pizza Hut next.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. Do not forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Headline from PJ Media, socialists hate excellence, so Mamdani is ending the gifted and talented program for kindergarten. Well, of course, they always sell this as being a race thing. Well, we have to end the gifted and talented program because they're all Asian, you know, that kind of a thing. Well, there aren't enough black people in it, that kind of a thing. And this is where we try to argue back logically. But if you end the gifted and talented program, then those gifted and talented kids won't be able to rise to the highest heights. This is just going to hurt everybody. We love that argument, don't we? This will hurt everybody. And it's a valid argument. It's true. They want to hurt everybody. You're not going to dissuade somebody like Mamdani by telling him that the elimination of a gifted and talented program will hurt New York City or hurt America. He knows. He is well aware of it. Communists hand out goodies to their friends. They punish their enemies. And they declare war on everything that is good. When you tell a communist his policies will hurt people, it doesn't move him. He knows it will hurt people. I said this back when this guy was running for mayor. We used arguments against these people that were not effective. It's not that there was anything you were going to do that was going to make them move, but when you use argument, but if you do this, it's going to destroy this. If you do this, it's going to destroy that. They know. They're well aware. It's like one of these judges. Hey, this guy's been arrested 45 times for violent crime. If you let him go, he's going to hurt someone else. Yeah. She knows. That's the idea. She knows. Of course it's going to hurt someone else. That's what she wants. She wants him to hurt someone else. You know what hurts me? Watching elderly people get their life savings wiped out. It's awful. These online scammers target elderly people so often just because the online world moves so fast and the elderly they're just more likely to fall prey to these online scammers, and that's why they're always jacking Social Security numbers, and then you don't have any idea that they've already taken a loan out in your name. Maybe five loans out in your name. These scammers have an international criminal racket of cyber theft. It's what they do. They're after you right now. Consider your life having a bank vault door, and they're trying to break into it as we speak. LifeLock's going to let you know. LifeLock is the only way you'll know. I'm not monitoring all these sites. I don't know how to do that. LifeLock does. And if they do get you, if they get in the vault, they empty that bank account, they destroy your credit, LifeLock will make you whole. LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. You log in now, you join now, you save up to 40% off your first year. LifeLock.com, promo code Jesse, or call 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Jesse. Terms apply. I wonder if they can help Pizza Hut. Now, I'm not a Pizza Hut man, but I saw this from the New York Post that Pizza Hut is going to shutter 250 locations nationwide. I have the fondest memories of Pizza Hut. Two different memories. Now listen, Chris, it's not the pizza. Listen. Well, kind of. The first one is when I was a kid, you know, I told you we didn't eat out a lot, but Pizza Hut, they had an extremely affordable pizza buffet. A pizza buffet when you're a kid is the greatest moment of your life. Wait a minute. I can have all the pizza I want? There are no limitations. I can just eat all the pizza. And if I eat it all, they'll bring me more pizza? Yes. They used to have one of those in Ohio when I was a kid. I remember it, and it was a wonderful memory. That's one. Two, my buddy Steve-O in high school, he delivered pizzas for Pizza Hut. That was his job all throughout high school. He was the pizza delivery man. The Pizza Hut in our area, they had a deal with their delivery men that their delivery men were allowed to make for themselves one pizza a night. Well, Steve-O, he would let us, when he was working nights and we were out just causing trouble being meatheads, he would let us stop by and we could just choose our ingredients. And, you know, none of us had money. He would make for us a large pizza with whatever we wanted on the pizza. I understand it's Pizza Hut pizza, and you're probably going to be thumbing your nose at that. A free large pizza with all the toppings you want on it? That was, honestly, as stupid as I was back then, still am, I'm pretty sure if you had offered me a gold bar or that pizza at that moment, I would have chosen the pizza. It's, oh my gosh, it was fantastic. Jesse, do you think we're in the middle of a color revolution? And can you explain color revolutions? Color revolutions are generally communist revolutions that, surprise, surprise, have a color to them. You read about them. This is the orange revolution. This is the green revolution. It gives, for some reason, the human mind is fascinating. It gives people a thing to rally around. The color itself, what it does is it makes people feel like they belong to a team. Like, you know, I wrote that book, The Little Red Book. Well, it's just a ripoff of Mao's Little Red Book. Mao had a little red book, all these little sayings and lessons in it. And if you can go look at pictures of it, the students who were out beating people to death, they would wave these books. Look at my little red book, little red book. Are you on the team? Oh, yeah, you got your little red book. Think of it like a sports fan. If you're wearing your Cowboys jersey and he's wearing his Cowboys jersey and he's wearing his Cowboys jersey, you're at a gay pride parade. No, quit, Chris. We can make, seriously, you understand what I mean? It gives a sense of belonging. All right? A sense of belonging. All right. We still have so much more to get to in the freaking show. I'm pretty sure we're not going to get it all in, but whatever. We still have another day tomorrow. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You need to get your questions emailed in right now. Ask me anything. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. So we've talked before about it, but communist systems always have a relatively short shelf life. The Soviet system, remember how short it was? We'll call it 1920 because I know the revolution was in 1917, but they had to fight a war. We'll call it 1920 to about 1989, 90, when the communist system collapsed. 70 years. 70 years. That's with a country with vast resources, a huge army. It just collapsed. East Germany was much shorter than that. Cambodia under Pol Pot, much shorter than that. Venezuela, recently. I realize we helped things along, but it was going bad anyway. Shorter than that. Why? Why is it so short? Why, when they have all this control and they're so willing to commit acts of evil and destroy everything, why can't they make it last? Because it doesn't work. And it doesn't work because, and I'll talk about this a little more in the next hour, but it doesn't work because they take incapable people and they put them in critical positions of power and everything fails from there. Everything fails from there. If you were an airplane maker, that's what you made. You made airplanes. You made all the airplanes that fly commercially in the United States of America. And I went into your company and I started firing the capable people that you had hired, engineers, mechanics, everybody. I started firing all them. And who did I hire instead? My friends, my family members. I got a sister. I'm going to put her here. Oh, my cousin. I have all kinds of cousins. He gets to be a manager of this, and she gets to be a manager of that. All my friends got all the choice jobs at the airplane maker. How long before planes started falling out of the sky? Well, they would start falling out of the sky fairly shortly. How many planes have to fall out of the sky before either A, the airline industry completely collapses, or B, there are arrests made? Or you see what I mean? It wouldn't last forever. It can only last so long. You take endless morons and incapable people, you put them in critical positions of power, and everything just fails. Everything fails. I would encourage you this. I think the language is bad, so I'm going to warn you about that. But if you have HBO, or maybe you can rent it, I don't understand everything today. HBO did a wonderful series on Chernobyl, the Chernobyl disaster. It's not only very, very well done, very, very accurate, I should note. There are obviously some differences, but very accurate, very well done. I would encourage you to watch it, and if you're okay with the language, I want to stress this, perhaps watching it with your kids if they're old enough. Why? Look at how they failed and why they failed. They had all these losers, all these lackeys in critical positions of power. And then when something really, really bad happened, like Chernobyl, then, because everyone around is a moron, they have to go start finding, do we have a capable guy in this science department? I think this guy's actually capable. So they go grab a capable guy and they pull him in and they're like, help, we need someone who's capable. And he says, well, okay, well, you got to do this, this, and this. But then all the lackeys, they're worried about looking bad. They're worried about getting hurt. Well, no, we can't do that. That would make it. We can't have the state look bad. No, we can't do that. And everything just collapsed on them. Headline. This is from the Daily Wire. LA's Democrat mayor, that would be Karen Bass, accused of editing the Palisades fire report to hide failures. Karen Bass has traveled to Cuba multiple times, this is all documented, for communist training. She is not a Democrat. She is not a liberal. Karen Bass is a communist. She believes in communism. She has the top elected office in the second biggest city in the United States of America. What do you think Karen Bass has done with that position of power? What do you think who do you think she's put into place in all the positions of power around Los Angeles? You think she's hiring the best and brightest? The most capable? Of course not. You know better than that. She went and found all her communist allies. Those choice positions are always reserved for party members. She gave critically important positions of power to other communists instead of capable people. And now nothing works. You can't even do basic fire prevention. And then after you can't do basic fire prevention, obviously it's going to come out that this wasn't done and that wasn't done. Why wasn't this done? What does a communist do? Well, you start lying, hiding, censoring, editing this, covering up for the inevitable failures of the state. It fails every single time. Have you seen the pictures of the roads in New York City? I have a buddy who's in New York. He's in Long Island, but buddy is in New York City. I was talking to him last night. He was talking about all the snow they've had there. And it's been so cold, nothing's melting off. You got snow piled up. In New York City, the most important city on the planet, they can't plow the roads. They're just pushing the snow around. They don't have the ability to clear out the trash. New York's always had a trash problem, but mountains of trash now piling up. Why? You elected a communist. The communist immediately did what they do, put into place fellow communists in critical positions of power, and almost overnight, nothing works. Nothing works. It will always fail in the end because you have losers in charge. The same way your football team wouldn't succeed if you filled it up with a bunch of 100-pound weaklings. Communism cannot succeed because they pick the biggest morons and degenerate losers in society and they give them important positions of power and they don't know what they're doing. Jesse, I think ICE should get out of Minnesota and all the blue states. Instead, ICE should be removing every illegal from red states. Make red states free from illegals. All gone. I understand this way of thinking, but the federal government has jurisdiction over importation and deportation of foreigners. The federal government has jurisdiction over who and who isn't a citizen. Are we really going to be a country if we continue to allow hostile foreign city-states the authority to change that? That's what they're doing. They're in essence changing federal law. We're going to allow that? No, we're a sanctuary city. That can't be allowed. We can't allow a hostile foreign city state inside of our borders. That can't be allowed. Anyway, Pizza Hut and normies. Next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. Speaking of China Road, this is from Just the News. Chinese students with CCP membership and military links infiltrate U.S. universities, a watchdog says. It's from the American Accountability Foundation. Let me clarify something for those who don't understand. The Chinese Communist Party, it is in complete control of the systems in China. If you are a business of any kind, you work underneath the Chinese Communist Party. I'm not saying they run the business, but I am saying if they ever choose to run your business, if they ever choose to make business decisions for you, hey, don't sell this, you have to sell that, change this. You don't have the option of saying, no, I'm a free Chinese business. You're all underneath the Chinese Communist Party, and you work, get this, Chris, at their behest. See that? How about that? Big word right there. Two syllables. Beyond that, the students they send overseas, not just to America, keep in mind, China does this all over the world. The students they send, all of them work underneath the Chinese Communist Party. Now, maybe you'll never be called upon as a young Chinese student to commit espionage, to sabotage, to become a honeypot for Eric Swalwell, maybe you'll never have that call from the Chinese Communist Party. Maybe you'll just get to sit here and do math. But the truth is, if they call, it's a different system than ours. You don't have the option to say, you want me to seduce my history professor and try to get him to marry me? I don't feel like it. I'm not attracted to him. I wanted to marry Chin. That's not an option for you. China would just kill your whole family. They're all under the CCP. Every single Chinese national in the United States of America, every single one of these foreign exchange students, they all should be treated as spies, and we have hundreds of thousands of them because they are spies. Maybe they haven't been activated. Maybe they haven't been called upon, but they're all spies. That's how the Chinese system works. Do you remember? It's an older story, not that old, but old enough that maybe you forgot about it. Remember when we got that headline that they were busting, quote, Chinese police stations in places like New York City? Remember that? What's that mean? A Chinese police station. Did you ever wonder what that meant? Well, here's what it meant. It's not as if the Chinese were roaming the streets of New York City in Chinese police officer uniforms, pulling people over for speeding. It's not that at all. They were there to keep Chinese people in the United States of America in check if they have gotten out of line or disobeyed or strayed from the communist cause. So if you are that Chinese student, and the Chinese Communist Party calls you and says, hey, there's some uber dork from California who's never, ever had an attractive woman pay attention to him in his life. His name's Eric Swalwell. We need you to go bat your pretty Chinese eyes at him. And let's say you're that Chinese student and you just want to do math. And you say, no, thank you. I'm just going to keep doing math. Well, that's not the end of it, you see. They have, in essence, enforcers here, and they're going to pay you a visit. What happens from there, I don't know, but that's what happens at a, quote, Chinese police station in the United States of America. That's what happens there. Maybe we should get them out. Maybe that would be a good idea. We definitely need to get them out, Chris, because I don't think they're taking the whole little red book thing of mine very well. If you're wondering if I did that to insult the Chinese Communist Party, you know, I have that little red book, jessekelly.com. Just put in your email address. I have that little red book. If you're wondering if I did that to insult the Chinese Communist Party, you would be correct. 100% correct. They are not. Look, they didn't love me to begin with. Now they really don't love me. Hey, Jesse. How can normies fight the communists? Start a family. Find a dime. Marry her. Make some babies with her. Go to church on Sunday. Get involved in your local politics. Don't just obsess over national politics and the presidential election. J.D. Vance and other... That's fine to get involved in that. It's fine. It's fine to go to these big events, too. There's another national convention coming up, but that's another story. Go to the conventions, do whatever, but get involved locally, local politics. That's what normies can do. Don't think that you can't, that you're not qualified. These people sit on your school board.
I'm personally offended by what was presented on so many different levels. One thing I would like to see updated is the word homeless to unhoused. I'm not done.
I just don't want Mr. Berman to for this to be on him. That's the way our state of California That's the language that they use, and that's their
reporting.
That
doesn't mean that's the language we have to use.
I'm just making a
statement, and I'd like to make sure that
these are the morons and scumbags who are in charge of your local government. You call yourself a normie. You even sent me the email. I don't think you are a normie. I don't think you realize that you can go take those positions of power. Those local positions of power, those are a critical part of that skyscraper we've discussed where they're occupying the floors and the offices. The local school board matters a lot. Go take it. All right, we still have an hour. What a great hour it's going to be. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.